Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
It's created problems in family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. Who's been fucking bouncing balls?
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lou Jobs? Lou Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
And slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly.
Your head.
It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, February 19th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a CD more recoculous than Kidz Bop. Plus, the amazingly drunk Pelican Man, and why you shouldn't buy semen on eBay. All of this, plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's coming up right here, right now, on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. We got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. We're going to get into that in just a second. But first, and my sideshow members will know what I'm talking about because I introduced them to this character yesterday. But I thought I'd share some new audio that I found of him. All right, just to preface this, I have to say, I strongly believe religious people are all complete fucktards, and I've got indisputable proof. Televangelists. I cannot believe anyone would fall for this shit. And yesterday I introduced the sideshow members to this guy, and I guess he's sort of been around for a while. I've never seen him or heard of him before. His name is Kearney Thomas or something like that, and he has his own shtick, I guess. A gimmick, if you will, and that is to yell really, really loud. And here is just a little clip of Kearney to give you an idea of what we're talking about here.
How can we pray for you this morning?
They're taking prayer requests.
Yeah, well, I was actually having a lot of pain in my elbows and whatnot.
Okay.
Is it hurting right now?
It's hurting right now. I have to sit with my elbows and my arms folded all day long. I can't move.
And are they hurting right now?
Yes, it's hurting right now.
All right, listen, God's getting ready to heal
your
body. Hear the Lord saying that the miracles that you've been standing in the gap waiting for, that the miracles is on its way right now.
Hallelujah.
And
there we go.
It's healing your body right now.
Oh, yeah, he speaks in tongues as well.
It's healing your body right now.
Like, you cannot be serious. You want me to believe that you're speaking in tongues?
I want you to shake those arms right now and move those elbows right now.
I'm shaking them.
Head on a boat.
Okay, here is this complete fraud making this poor bastard who's got gimped up elbows shake them around.
Because who is healing you right now? Did you feel that?
No, I didn't.
You can just hear in this guy's voice, he's getting ready to have a breakdown. This was probably like his last resort. I don't know what else to do. I'll have Kearney Thomas pray for me. Is it helping? No! It hurts! Let me try speaking in tongues some more. Yaka lobo chaka kan.
Tell me how you feel now.
I still feel the pain, Pastor Kearney.
I still feel the pain, Pastor Kearney. another satisfied customer. I mean, you know what, how these guys operate, right? They go on TV and say, hey, you send away for this free handkerchief, right? And it's been blessed with the snot of Kearney Thomas, apparently. This handkerchief can perform miracles, but there's a little note that comes with the handkerchief saying if you want to activate the powers of the handkerchief, you have to give a financial gift to God, I guess, through, of course, Kearney Thomas. Just write a check. You don't have to make it out to God. You can just make it out to Kearney Thomas. And people fall for this shit.
I want to get a picture of you losing your money. Hey, please.
That's right. And I've got another clip here. This is a compilation of this guy, Kearney Thomas, just screaming, God, or whatever he says.
He's working a miracle. Don't move those knees aloud.
This would probably be better with the Benny Hill music in the background. There you go, the great Kearney Thomas. And with that, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. For those of you new to the program, this is simply a bit where I read you an erotic piece of fiction. This being Distorted View, though, the stories aren't so much hot and sexy as they are disturbing, creepy, and gross. We're talking maggots and girls' coonts, nasty, unwashed, dick cheese-filled cocks, you know, that type of thing. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday, new listeners. Today we've got a listener-submitted Sextastic Tuesday story, actually a listener-written Sextastic Tuesday story. These are always a crapshoot, but we'll give it a shot. Thank you very much to Swiggy for writing this. Let's get into it right now. Welcome to this week's Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
All right, here we go. Jenny liked crazy sex. Her and her boyfriend always did insane sex acts and always loved trying everything at least once. Nothing was out of bounds. I think she meant to say out of bounds, but my listeners are not that bright. Keeping in line with most people who write sex stories. Today was Jenny's birthday, and her boyfriend promised her one fucked up night that she would never forget. She couldn't wait. What a birthday gift. Her boyfriend lived in the upstairs apartment and told her not to visit a week before her birthday so he could prepare. Strange odors were coming from up there, and not knowing what she was in for almost drove her insane. The day finally arrived, but she had yet to hear from her boyfriend. Jenny figured she should go upstairs to see what was going on. Bad idea. Abort. You gon' get raped. All right, she arrived at his apartment and knocked on the door. Hello? Anyone here? She said as she slowly pushed the door open. The room was dark. She took a few steps forward and found a light switch. She flicked it on. It was a sight that she would remember forever. The floor, walls, furniture, windows, everything was covered in shit. That is how I would react. Brown to green smudges all over. She felt a small drip hit her head, and it dripped down her hair. In fear, she put her hand to her head, and sure enough, a medium dark brown smudge of liquid was on her hands. Looking up, it was diarrhea. How did he get the diarrhea up there? The sight and smell was so overbearing that she could no longer contain her gag reflex. She threw up all over the floor and on her legs and feet, and then fell to the ground. I believe we have some audio of that. There it is. For my new listeners, congratulations. You've just witnessed the greatest vomits ever committed to audio tape. Oh, so juicy. Okay, I'll say the greatest female pukes committed to audio tape. I don't want to take anything away from Neil's fantastic audio that he sent me from when he had food poisoning. We played, yesterday on the show? Anyways, back to the story here. We're getting off track here. We gotta get back to the shithouse. Happy birthday, bitch, a voice bellowed from the room. Still overcome by the smells in her own vomit, Jenny couldn't react fast enough. Her boyfriend, who was in a black shit-stained t-shirt and a pair of sweatpants to match, came towards her. He grabbed her by the hair, slammed the door behind her, and dragged her across the room. Her body was dragged along face first into her own vomit and shit that was on the floor. She passed out. She suddenly came to, realizing her hands tied behind her back, and sat propped up in a bathtub that had what smelt like piss inside. It was enough to cover her ass and her feet up to her ankles. The shit and vomit that collected on her face as she was dragged had now hardened. She started to adjust to the smell, almost becoming entranced by its variation of putridness. Her boyfriend then entered, holding a jar. What was inside may have been worse than the shit. I've got a new kind of lube, and I think you'll love it, her boyfriend said coyly. I got all the guys at work to hawk their loogies in this jar for the past week. Should be good and slippery. I know, that's gross. He pulled up a handful of the slimy, somewhat warm and dripping mucus and smeared it all over Jenny's face, in which it slowly dripped down onto her tits, stomach, and her lap. You like that, you whore, her boyfriend said, almost laughing. Jenny whimpered. Her boyfriend then ripped off his pants and boxers and proceeded to face-fuck her like no tomorrow. With every thrust, the mucus that was on Jenny's face dripped onto his cock and into her mouth, causing Jenny to gag. A small piece of dried shit that was caked onto her face was swallowed up by the mucus and slipped right into her mouth and down her throat, causing her to throw up all over his cock and balls. Have you introduced your family to Distorted View? Don't you think it's time? From young to old, together time starts with DV. Back to the story. Alright, so she's gagging on his cock and swallowed a little piece of feces. Threw up all over his junk. This just made him want to fuck her that much harder and faster. Take it, you slut, he screamed. Eventually, he got tired of fucking her mouth. He grabbed Jenny back out from the bathroom with one hand and the homemade lube in the other, and into the shit-lated living room they went. He threw her onto the couch, which had extra shit smeared over it just for her. He flipped her over onto her stomach and made her stick her ass up in the air. Jenny obeyed. Her face pushed down in chunky shit. Your asshole and your cunt seem a little too dry. We need to lube it up, he said. He took a jar of the mucus and poured most of it all over her ass and cunt. The mucus slowly oozed out of the jar and slowly dribbled down both holes. By then, Jenny had started to get excited as her asshole started to throb and suck the mucus right up. Her boyfriend knew it was time to fuck her ass. Without any initial fingering, he slammed his cock right into her ass cunt. Jenny screamed. She was used to ass fucking with preparation, but not straight on cock in the ass action. As he fucked her ass, a sloshing, smushing sound came from it. A small stream of blood then trickled out, mixed with the mucus and some shit. Fuck, you're lame. Who the fuck bleeds out of their ass? Especially a loose whore like you. Did you know audio archives of Distorted View are now available in over 300 elementary school libraries? Is DV not available in your children's school? Write to school administration and demand they be added. For schools with budgetary concerns, for a smaller fee, we also offer only the Sextastic Tuesday episodes for purchase. Remember, knowledge is power. But Distorted View is whack-off material for severely unstable youths. Alright, back to the story. As he continued to fuck her ass hard, he then had an idea. Light bulb, ping! With the remaining mucus in the jar, he poured it all onto his hand, making sure that every last finger had the slime dripping from it. He removed his cock from her ass and started ramming his shit, mucus, and blood-soaked cock into her pussy. He then rammed his whole fist into her asshole. Jenny screamed. The sounds were of both ecstasy and pain. Her shithole was so loose by then that he was able to fit his other fist inside. He fucked her raw. As he pulled his two hands out of her ass, it suddenly prolapsed. Honey. Ha ha, you have a rosebud, he said, mocking her. Don't worry, I'll put it back. Ugh. He put one hand back up her ass, pushing her rectum back into place. I would imagine that's what she sounded like. He then continued to ram her with his fist, then his second. His cock still sloshed around in her pussy with the rancid mixture and now her own pussy juices. After a few minutes, both Jenny and her boyfriend came hard. He then took his cum-soaked shit, mucus, and blood-stained cock right into Jenny's mouth. She sucked it clean. They both then laid in the large puddle of cum, blood, shit, and mucus, and fell asleep.
And that's one to grow on.
What have we learned? It was the best birthday Jenny ever had. Now she'd have to come up with something just as grand, as his birthday was in a month's time. The end. Very good, Swiggy. I liked that Sextastic Tuesday story. It had everything. With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year if you want to save a little bit of cash. You can do it that way. Sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the Distorted View archives. That's well over 700 shows at this point. Plus, you get extended programs. We just did one of those yesterday. It was almost an hour of DV for you Sideshow members, and I think there was a lot of great, funny audio being played yesterday. Tons of it. So if you want to hear it, sign up now. $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story we have for you today, Attack of the Human Drunk Pelican. Dun, dun, dun. A postman who claimed he was a human pelican who stored alcohol in a pouch in his gullet has been banned from driving for 18 months. The court heard a tennis ball-sized sack was removed from his throat. William Harvey had said he failed a roadside breath test because of his unique medical condition. Pelican Man! Oh my god, this guy is a real-life manimal!
Master of the secrets that divide man from animal. Animal from man. Manimal.
After a brand new hot dog and jumbo. Oh, wait, Hot Dog and Jumbo is not going to be played this morning. It was preempted for...
Dick and Nuts!
It's a spinoff from Hot Dog and Jumbo. Dick and Nuts. That would be good police officer buddy drama right there. Officer Harold Nuts. Sergeant Reginald Dick. Two men of the law with completely different styles. Forced to work together during one of the worst crime sprees in history. Are we going to do this, Nuts? For the sake of the city, Dick? We have to.
Dick and Nuts!
Alright, back to Pelican Man here. So retarded. An expert witness told the court he had never seen a case like Harvey's in 40 years as a forensic toxicologist. Perth Sheriff Court was told that the postman was seen speeding off in the opposite direction after being passed by a police car in September of last year. He admitted that he crashed the car into a ditch about 400 yards down, and he was climbing out of the window when police arrived. He said he had only half a bottle of wine, but had an extremely rare medical complaint, which meant he coughed fluid back into his throat. Ew. That's what that sounds like. The former nurse claimed he had choked because of a panic attack, and wine he had drunk earlier had returned to the balloon-like sac in his neck. He told the court, quote, "We all have it, but in most people it lies dormant. Anything I cough or choke up can inflate it. If it burst, it would drown me straight away. I walked about with a time bomb in my throat." Sheriff Lindsay Fowlis said that regardless of the medical complaint, he had no doubt Harvey was drinking while more than double the legal alcohol limit. So he found Harvey guilty. Second story we have for you today, which really just proves how many fucktards are really out there. A top-selling CD is completely silent. You're paying for silence. I don't understand. It's Don on the phone. Actually, it's not quite silent. It is silent. You can't hear it. It's inaudible to humans, you see. It's become a top-selling album in New Zealand and is set to be released worldwide. A Very Silent Night, said to be recorded at a frequency that can be heard only by dogs, was issued by a charity CD by the Royal New Zealand Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Although dog owners sit through several minutes of silence while the disc spins on the CD player, dogs are reported to wag their tails, prick up their ears, and even dance in delight. The accompanying video, which had been a popular feature on YouTube, shows Deo Hamo or something, a New Zealand singer, and two female companions mouthing the words of the song. So stupid. The CD was a brainchild of Draft FCB Creative, an Auckland-based advertising agency which claims the recording was electronically synthesized to achieve the frequency audible only to dogs. I hope they incorporate this technology into the next Kidz Bop. Oh, by the way, I found samples of the new Kidz Bop CD that was just released like last week, so maybe tomorrow I'll play some samples of it. They're beyond cheesy at this point. I really think Kidz Bop is sort of winding down because the production value is getting pretty sloppy. At any rate, one more story and then we'll get the hell out of here. A woman in Germany who became pregnant after an online sex auction has won a court battle to force the website that hosted the sale to reveal the name of the winner so she can find out who's the father. Why the hell does she care who the father is anyways? You bought fucking jizz off of eBay. I can't think of a less intimate way to impregnate yourself. Fat chance in hell you're going to have a meaningful relationship with this guy now. Come on. And I just imagine, like, what kind of feedback would this woman leave for the provider of the sperm? A plus 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 super transaction! Exclamation mark. Seller inseminated me fast! Exclamation point. And friendly! Exclamation point. LOL. Would get impregnated by him again! Exclamation mark. Exclamation mark. Exclamation mark. Exclamation mark. Exclamation mark. That's the way to do business. It's all moving to eBay. Six different men won internet auctions to have sex with the woman in April and May last year. They actually got to have sex with her? They were only known to her by their online names, a spokesperson for a court in the southwestern city of Stuttgart said Wednesday. There should be a website where, you know, you can grade all the people you have sex with. F minus 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 minus. Horrible transaction. And quite frankly, a very tiny transaction, if you catch my drift. The woman wanted to discover which of the men had made her pregnant, the spokesman said. Wait a second. So all six of the guys got to fuck her, and now she wants to know which of those actually made her pregnant. She needed their contact details. Of course, if they're not willing to go along with the gene test, she'll have to take them to court. The woman asked the site's operator to reveal the true identity of the men, but it refused, citing a confidentiality clause in its terms and conditions. The court ruled in favor, saying the child's right to know who the father was took precedence. The court declined to give the woman's age and nationality. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me. Calling me all the time like Blondie. Checked out my chrissy behind. It's fine all the time.
Oh, it's computer peaches.
Like sex on the peaches. What else is in the peaches? Some peaches. What? Fuss the pain away. 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 Fuss the pain away.
Thank you, computer peaches.
Hey, Tim, it's your underage freak from California. Naru. This girl was on Maury, the black asshole that used to mess with me in school. And, so I just found out that she got shot 5 times in the head the other day. So, hope you enjoyed that. I did. Alright, bye.
Wait, what girl? Is it the girl from Maury? Did she... I guess I'm gonna steal it, girl?
Hey,
is she dead?
Underage listener Laura from Philly. I would just like to warn you that your underage listeners are, banding together. I started talking to Nick, the original underage listener, and you now have a future presidential candidate and a future Linda Finkel Hall of Famer becoming friends. Distortion will go everywhere.
Yes, we are spreading the distortion worldwide.
Hadley ho there,
thanks to my freaky dickies.
I was also sick this weekend with food poisoning, but I'm afraid that I have failed because, one, I don't have any recording equipment, and two, I didn't record me throwing up in my bathtub because that's as far as I got.
Ouch, yuck.
Let's see here, comment number two. If kids are strangling themselves to get high, why not just give them a fucking joint?
I know,
and three,
right?
The white chick with her little YouTube video, one of the best comments I saw on that when I saw it last week was, nigger, now available in white.
Oh.
Good old ouch. Racism.
Funny.
Hey, Tim. This is the Tard Killer. It's been a little while, but I just want to let you know that I may have lost my job today because of you.
Oh,
actually,
man.
Not because of you.
Oh, good.
So here I am.
Wouldn't be the first time someone's lost their job because of Distorted View.
I'm a director of HR within my company. We have about 600 employees.
Hey, could you... Oh, he lost your job. I was going to say, I would really like it if someone that worked in HR could somehow hire me on the DL, right? Just, you know, forward all my paperwork to accounting, like payroll, and I just want to start receiving checks for a job that I don't do. Wouldn't that be great?
And today I was...
I think the HR person would be the person I need to get in cahoots with.
I got an email for some reason. My signature block fucked up, so I sent out an email, and it was all staff, so it went to every single person.
Uh-oh.
And at the bottom, I couldn't get my signature block to work for some reason, so I usually write best regards and then my name. Somehow, I wrote best retards, R-E-T-A-R-D-S, instead of regards, because a G and a T are so close together.
Kind of, yeah.
And I think because they listen to the show so much, and that I have such an affinity for the little window lickers, that it didn't really occur to me that I wrote retards in my signature block.
And warm retards to you.
So it went out to everybody. And about 3 minutes after, or 3 seconds after I sent it out, I started getting emails, and a lot of people were pissed off. But needless to say, hopefully I don't get fired, but if I do...
I hope you don't. Oh, if you don't get fired, you know, we can run that little scam that I was talking about.
Hi, Tim. It's me, Stacey, out in Maryland, and I was surfing around on Verizon ringtones and ringback tones, and you can actually download... Chocolate Rain to your phone for a ringtone,
oh,
or
God.
Download it for a ring back tone. I know that you're going to be rushing. Do that if you have Verizon. But anyway.
I would love to somehow get Distorted View as ring back tones. That would be great.
Hey, Tim. This is Scott from Buffalo, a long-time listener, first-time caller. Do I win a prize from the prize closet? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Probably just you in it. Anyways, about Monday's podcast, I just wanted to say the farting preacher is really the farting preacher is. What I mean to say is the farting preacher is really funny. Anyway,
I know. I don't know who the guy that does those are. There's like six or seven, I believe, and YouTube for some reason deletes all of them.
Neil Cukin.
It's really hard to find them. I think there might be one left on YouTube.
You know, it sounds like he's puking up pasta Alfredo, but. You think maybe he could have gotten an MP3 recorder with Apple Lossless by any chance? This sounds like he's just puking into a coffee can or something.
Well,
anyway,
you know, the recorders on those MP3 players aren't the best.
Stupid children on MySpace. interesting thing about Prussian Blue is that, you know, there's actually a band in the UK named Prussian Blue. They've been around since 1994, and they're actually a blues rock band. They sound a hell of a lot better than these two cunts. But speaking of cunts, that girl on that you had playing on there, she really sounds like she's on the right road to be knocked up by the 14.
Sorry, it started out okay. We were only a minute into his voicemail. I had another minute to go. There's no way. He was losing steam quick on that one.
Oh, okay, Tim. This is Bruce calling back again. Hey, my prior message was a total train wreck.
That's
we'll get
okay.
Your train
I'll
wreck
spare you.
Queued up. Hey, the thing I'm really am curious about is whatever happened to Alexander Kornswald.
I
haven't heard you talk about him in some time.
I don't know. I don't go to his website ever. I don't care enough about him. So my updates come from my listeners, and I haven't heard, none of my listeners have mentioned him lately. I'm assuming that he's moved on. He's got bigger fish to fry right now. I mean, we're in the middle of this election, and he's got to make sure Fred Phelps gets the Republican nomination or something. I don't know what he's trying to do.
Tim, Michael Carino from Akron.
Oh, Michael.
Yesterday, you
yes.
were... contemplating whether indeed a 13-year-old girl could be a cunt. Now, as you well know, I do teach the term cunt
to your children.
Studied
yes.
it. And last year during the Kid Nation season of 2007, we did indeed confirm that you can not only have a 13-year-old cunt, you can actually have a 10-year-old cunt, as was proven by Little Taylor. Just wanted to let you know that, and please feel free to let me know if you have any other questions about the word cunt.
Well, thank you, Michael, for clearing that up. So, apparently children as young as 10 can legally be called cunts, at least in the state of Ohio.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow member Dawn from North Carolina.
Hey, Dawn, that's my sister's name.
I'm a little disappointed with your Valentine's show. I mean, I know you're sick and all, but you totally missed the opportunity to play the crazy ethnic people sound.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't even do it. I'm really disappointed. But I also wanted to say that somehow we always managed to get sick at the same time, so if you stop getting sick, then maybe I'll stop getting sick.
Well, I hope you're all better because I'm all better, my sweet Dawn. That is all the time we have on the... Dawn. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66... Oh, God, as in... Oh, God! Of course. Listen, if you haven't voted for us at Podcast Alley, do so now. Vote for us for the month of February. It takes just a second. PodcastAlley.com. Dig us on dig.com. Subscribe via iTunes. And we will see you guys back here tomorrow for the Big Wednesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?